technically had two official birthstones, topaz and citrine. And while topaz came in a range of colors from blue to yellow to red to pink, to Spencer's mom, November's birthstone had always been the unimpressive, mustardy, goldish, orange color of citrine. When Spencer started making jewelry as a hobby, she'd vowed to make her mother something featuring citrine that would change her opinion of her birthstone. Now she held the necklace up, a finished product, and smiled. It was of average length, not a choker, but not a long necklace either. She'd alternated the citrine-colored beads with some gunmetal ones with an iridescent finish. It was unique and subtle, and Spencer knew her mother would love it. She turned so Marty could see it.
"Nice,"
Marty said, then continued with her recap of a contract case one of the other attorneys was working on without missing a beat. Spencer sighed quietly and turned back to her supplies. Everything was portable here, but at home, there was a vast array, and she missed it. Beads and balls in every imaginable shape, size, and color, wires of different thicknesses, tools for a variety of adjustments. Sitting at her crafting table in front of all her materials was about the only place in the world where Spencer felt comfortable.